This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former governor of Illinois Rod Blagojevich, who was sentenced in 2011 to 14 years behind bars for trying to sell former President Obama's Senate seat, has had his sentence commuted by President Trump. Also a one-time Celebrity Apprentice contestant, Blagojevich was released from prison yesterday and spoke with reporters at the Denver International Airport, saying he was railroaded by prosecutors.
There are a lot of communities in America that know what this has been like, to be able to be persecuted and railroaded by a corrupt and frankly racist criminal justice system.
The president also pardoning former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick, who pleaded guilty in 2009 to tax fraud and lying to the government. He'd been released from prison in 2013. A Justice Department spokesperson denying reports that Attorney General Bill Barr is considering resigning over the president's tweets about the department. And this is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Candidate Michael Bloomberg can expect to be grilled by the five other contenders who will be on the stage with him in a Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas tonight. They've all been accusing the billionaire of trying to buy the party nomination. He'll be on stage with candidates Sanders, Buttigieg, Klobuchar, Biden, and Warren. The worldwide death toll from the coronavirus topping 2,000. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
South Korea, Canada, Australia, and Britain are rushing to evacuate citizens from a cruise ship that is quarantined off Japan's coast amid a drastic increase of the COVID-19 infections among its passengers. The Diamond Princess is the world's largest cluster of confirmed COVID-19 cases outside China, with 88 new cases confirmed on Tuesday. That raised the total to 542 passengers infected with the disease since it was placed under a 14-day quarantine on February 3rd.
And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A Mexican man is facing charges after allegedly working for Russia to collect info on U.S. government employees. Hector Fuentes, arrested at Miami International Airport while on his way to Mexico, according to a Justice Department statement released late yesterday. Fuentes allegedly had been recruited by a Russian agent in 2019 and told to rent an apartment under a false name and to collect information about a specific vehicle belonging to someone in the U.S. government. They're not named, but Fuentes is charged with working as a foreign agent without declaring it to the U.S. government. A pretrial hearing for him is set for this Friday. A woman who leaked secret government information about Russian influence in the 2016 election is trying to get out of prison. Reality Winner filing a petition last week seeking clemency from President Trump, as she says she only acted to inform the public. The former intelligence specialist did plead guilty to one count of felony transmission of national defense information. That plea came in June of 2018. She has previously told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution she is not the leftist artist that she was portrayed to be. And Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred apologizing for calling the World Series trophy a piece of metal. It was in reference to his previously saying he didn't intend to strip the Astros of their 2017 World Series title despite their sign-stealing scandal. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The coronavirus has 11,791 cases in China alone, and one of its largest cities in China, Wuhan, is quarantined with 11 million people isolated. Our government has suspended air service to China to try and control the spread of the virus in the United States. Experts are now saying that the incubation period can be as much as 2 weeks, and we could see a spike up in cases in the United States soon. So here's your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Get a flu shot, regardless of the fact it's not specifically for coronavirus, because that shot doesn't exist. You can get a flu shot for free at your local VA facility, and some drugstore chains offer free shots to vets. Ask your pharmacist the next time you're in his store. Remember, the life you could save can be your own and the other people you don't contaminate. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you know where to go. BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. James Hurston is all right there, too. Best-selling author, media, and legal analyst is with us right now. Mr. James, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, looking forward to this conversation because I got to tell you, when news came down that McCabe looked like he was going to skirt something and he was doing a Jussie Smollett end zone dance of, you know, this is ridiculous. I can't believe that they would do this to me. I was so innocent. What a waste of time and all this good stuff. I'm thinking, whoa, methinks you may be end zoning a little bit too much here because, you know, I'm not hearing a fat lady singing.
Oh, yeah. No. Definitely end zoning. You know, this is really, we have a situation where there's so much projection going on. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it was a Saul Alinsky principle that one of the ways to handle a political opponent is to accuse them of whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. And that all, so that's a double pop. So what it does is it obfuscates your own wrongdoing while it constitutes an outrageous, audacious attack on the opponent.
And, of course, the opponent has to spend all their time defending themselves, right? Because there's just something about the power of the negative word. Our brain gravitates to that which is negative. And Saul Alinsky and all these troublemakers, they understood the human psychology. And look what happens. I mean, all these decades later, we continue to hit the, you know, the chum water bait that they throw out there.
No, it's true. I mean, it's kind of analogous to political campaigns when we always hear people complaining and decrying the notion of negative campaigns, doing opposition research, attacking your opponent. And yet, all the campaign strategists specialize in negative campaigning.
Right.
Because it's unfortunate. It's part of, as we understand, it's part of the fallen world, the
right.
nature of the carnal human condition that, for some reason, our ears perk up on negativity. It's the same in the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
exactly.
we don't discuss nearly as often, you know, positive news as we do negative news.
Yeah, we only spend one segment a week ourselves on anything positive when we have Samantha Mao on talking about, you know, the good news and viral videos, James, to your point. So we're just as guilty as everybody else, I guess, in that vein, in helping to promote this ongoing thirst and insatiability for bad news. Now, you use the word opposition research. I think that that's almost a misnomer because in terms of what Adam Schiff did, there was no research. It was just creativity.
Well, yeah, Adam Schiff starts off with a minimum of research and a maximum of, you know, creating and scheming.
Imaginations.
Imaginings. I mean, you know, this is a guy who wanted to be a screenwriter in Hollywood, so he's applying whatever minimal talent he has to creating false narratives, and we've seen two big ones. There's tons of them. Of course, the media has had one bombshell after another, but the two false narratives are the Russia collusion narrative, which was proven to be a hoax after $30 million, 2,800 subpoenas, 500 witnesses, a team of lawyers that hated President Trump,
right,
the person
exactly.
they were investigating, and we learned that to be false, and now we're learning more and more how the Ukrainian conversation, the so-called quid pro quo, was hatched by Adam Schiff and the so-called whistleblower and Adam Schiff's staff members and a hack Democrat attorney, and that it was in part of the National Security Council that hated the president.
Right.
And probably Brennan and Clapper. But in any case, they were able to come up with this ridiculous basis of a ridiculous sham impeachment.
To your whole point, though, James, this all happened under Barack Obama's watch. He was president at the time, not Donald Trump. This was done to Donald Trump to do exactly what you said, and that is project their wrongdoing on a candidate for president at the time. So this has been ridiculous. You say 30 million, that's just Mueller alone. I mean, you got to add another 34, 40 million when you count all the other investigations that were taking place at the Senate and House level.
No, and then you add Crossfire Hurricane, the overhead and the pay on the resources used by taxpayers to run that so-called counterintelligence campaign investigation. I mean, that would add, who knows, billions.
This is forced collusion, James. James, it's forced collusion, is it not? I mean, we the people are dragged in to their world, right? At our expense, even. Boy, isn't that a good one?
And an even bigger expense is not a monetary expense, but the weakening of our nation. It's been and continues to be dangerous the way that this Democrat Party disregards the role of the Commander-in-Chief and taints his reputation day after day using their allies in the media. It's despicable. And
exactly.
It harms the ability of the executive branch to function, and that's dangerous for all of us. You know, in a world that is dangerous, it's dangerous in a world that contains terrorists who want to kill us, in a world that contains viruses like the coronavirus that we need to adequately protect people from. All of this weakens the executive branch, which has to carry out the laws. According to our Constitution. Remember that?
Exactly. James, this is a total disregard to the rule of law, to your point. I mean, that's what this really all comes down to, brought to you none other than the Democratic Party. This has fall where it needs to fall, because this is the same pattern that they exercised for Kavanaugh. They didn't win that, but they keep doing this because they keep getting away with it. If there was some, you know, consequence for their evil doings, maybe we might be able to cut their, you know, their feathers a little bit. And I only say a little bit because they are almost like the law of gravity and like, you know, the PLO's hatred of Israel. It's such a force unto itself that they do not seem interested in, you know, any kind of reckoning, self-reckoning for their evilness.
No, absolutely. And there's three enemies within now that are harming this nation, that are destructive to our future. One is the Democrat Party. The second is their friends in the bureaucracy, the so-called deep state. And the third is the mainstream media, and mainly the broadcast networks and CNN and MSNBC. They work together to perpetuate narratives that harm us, and they work together to create unequal justice.
Exactly.
This, by the way, you know, equal justice is a fundamental building block for nations that are free.
Exactly. James, we got to go to break, and we'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from James Hurston after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you here with us. And James Hurston continues with us, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. James, you were starting to get into, equal protection under the law. I mean, that is something that is interwoven within our Constitution. And we have said before, and others have said, Martin Luther King, unless there is justice for all, there's no justice at all. That's really what this comes down to, does it not?
Yes, our ideal has always been, and it's in the Constitution, it's particularly in the 14th Amendment, and that's equal protection is used, but we're talking about equal justice. And what that is the laws must be applied to individuals and companies and residents of the United States equally. In other words, we're not applying laws completely differently from one group as opposed to the other. And look at the contrast. Look at Roger Stone, a man who was charged with process crimes. As part of a failed investigation, he committed alleged process crimes, meaning lying to an investigator. Supposedly, I mean,
James, did he lie or just exaggerate? I mean, Roger Stone has been on with us many times. He is a man of bravado, very similar to to Trump. I say bravado and hyperbole. We're they're always thinking bigger. Everything's bigger and better and the best and all that sort of thing. And I'd be curious at the end of the day is if Roger Stone lied or he exaggerated.
But I'm saying beyond that, even if it were true, even if he did lie beyond exaggeration, even if he broke a law, he has no criminal record. He's known as a political operative. He's an elderly man. He poses no danger to anyone. And yet he was arrested by a well-armed military-style SWAT team early in the morning after they tipped off CNN,
right?
And it was very obvious he was being treated like a mafia godfather. He's being treated like an international terrorist or a serial killer. And then we look at the fired FBI deputy director Andrew McCabe. This is a man who was the subject of a criminal referral from the inspector general. This is a guy who, during his time serving in his official capacity, has acknowledged lying under oath in violation of a federal statute. He is a guy that illegally leaked information. He has acknowledged that now.
Yes, exactly.
And not only is he not arrested, no one arrests him, he's not charged, the DOJ has let him go. So this is plain sight, the unequal justice of America, that those on one side of the political aisle are being treated differently than those on the other side.
Well, this was the very thing that Hillary Clinton was complaining about going after your political enemies. I mean, that was quite prescient of her to be able to make that declaration, but she thought they were going to be coming after her, which a thought came to mind here recently, James, I don't know, is that if Hillary would have been elected president, here you have the House and the Senate being controlled by the Republicans. Would the Republicans gone after the bait and impeached Hillary Clinton if she had been elected president for all her wrongdoing, whether it was selling the Secretary of State office out there to the highest bidder, and with all the stuff that she did in the name of the Clinton Foundation, and also what she did by way of destroying evidence.
And the answer is clearly that would be the pre-Trump Republicans that are timid and that do nothing. And they would never have impeached Hillary Clinton. And she, had she been the president, would have seized power in a way that we have never seen in history. And let me touch something. This unequal justice, and I say that equal justice, equal protection, is a fundamental tenet of a free nation.
Exactly.
All we have to do is look at totalitarian regimes. They all used their criminal court system to kill would-be dissidents. I say would-be dissidents.
Right.
Because anybody they thought would threaten their power they had what were called show trials.
Oh, I'm so glad you used that word, James. I'm so glad you used that word thought, because what came up over and over again in this Senate trial was the House managers implying they knew what Donald Trump was thinking. Pretty dangerous,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. Exactly. It was predetermined. The outcome was predetermined in their minds, just like it was in the People's Republic of China, Communist China, just like it was
North
in Nazi
Korea,
Germany,
yeah,
just like it was in Stalin's Russia. You know, it's not that long ago. We saw and watched as brave citizens of China stood up as tanks were going to run them down at the Tiananmen Square protest. That was back in 1989. All of those people who survived, who weren't killed by authorities, were involved in trials.
Yes.
And they were tried for being rioting, for counter-revolutionary, for ridiculous charges, of course.
Mm.
But they've always been meticulous. Nazi Germany was, Joseph Stalin was. Dictators love the idea of having a fake justice system. And what we're seeing is, if we look at the Mueller investigation, it started with a premise that's false. And so we've had a long-standing thing in the law that when evidence is received due to a flawed process, it's kicked out of court.
Yes.
And the case is thrown out. We always say, this person was let go on a technicality. Well, the reason for that technicality is because it's the fruit of the poisonous tree.
Exactly.
A defendant can't be convicted on evidence that was wrongfully collected. Well, if we have an investigation that was based on a premise which turns out to be false, isn't that really a question that has to be asked, not just about Stone, but especially about Michael Flynn,
exactly,
Papadopoulos.
And so why was it perpetuated then, James? I mean, we know that to be the case. The Democrats have, again, abandoned, you know, traditional rule of law and principles that we've applied for decades in this country. And they've just abandoned it for what? For their own single purpose, for power.
Absolutely. And they can abandon it because despite these protests to the contrary, they are people who basically abhor the teachings of traditional religion. They're the antithesis of the kind of moral standards that traditional Judeo-Christian philosophy promulgates. So that they believe in a relative morality, and you can see it in their approach to life.
Exactly.
They're willing to take a child's life after birth.
Mm-hmm.
They're willing not to give medical aid. That's murder, to not render medical aid when you're there. You have the ability to save that life. That's murder. We've heard Democrats, like the governor of Virginia, who's a physician, tell us that they believe that's okay.
Yeah, so much for the Hippocratic Oath, right?
So, I mean, if you believe in murder, and they do, if you believe in theft through the kind of coerced taxation they believe in, and we can go on and on,
mm-hmm.
their approach clearly is pure power, the pursuit of power.
Exactly.
And a lot of talk about our democracy.
Right.
We hear that all the time from the
well,
left.
We got to leave it there, and the conversation will continue between you and I, James Herson. So, as always, we appreciate you being here, keeping us in the light. The best-selling author, media and legal analyst, James Herson, here with Bill Martinez. Thank you, James.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements, formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. 7578 or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former governor of Illinois Rod Blagojevich, who was sentenced in 2011 to 14 years behind bars for trying to sell a former President Obama's Senate seat, has had his sentence commuted by President Trump. Also a one-time Celebrity Apprentice contestant, Blagojevich was released from prison yesterday and spoke with reporters at the Denver International Airport, saying he was railroaded by prosecutors.
There are a lot of communities in America that know what this has been like, to be able to be persecuted and railroaded by a corrupt and, frankly, racist criminal justice system.
The president also pardoning former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick, who pleaded guilty in 2009 to tax fraud and lying to the government. He'd been released from prison in 2013. A Justice Department spokesperson denying reports that Attorney General Bill Barr is considering resigning over the president's tweets about the department. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
In silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us as always. And we've got the co-founder, president of the Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin, joins us as she does most weeks. And look, at when you're not here, it's like a little bit of sunshine is gone. So you cannot not be here with us. You know that, right?
Well, I'm so glad to be with you.
Well, let's talk about the Democratic presidential debate coming up. It started out, looked like there was going to be six, and Michael Bloomberg, his money and the rules adjustment by the Democratic Party puts him on the stage. So now there's going to be seven on stage, right?
That's right. And isn't it interesting how they have, the Democrats adjust the rules and they're making an exception for Michael Bloomberg. And they just don't like to live by, they like to modify rules as they go so that they benefit them and when they want them to.
Yeah, they really are gaming the system. They just can't help themselves because it seems rather clear that they're not real comfortable with Bernie Sanders in the lead right now.
Well, that is true. They are not, and they're worried about that. And if you were a lifelong Democrat, you probably would be worried about that because Bernie Sanders takes on the Democrat machine oftentimes, and he has for a very long time said he's not a Democrat, but he's a Democrat socialist and not a Democrat.
Right.
But the fact is, it doesn't matter which one of these candidates who will be on stage, which one ultimately becomes the nominee. They are all radical liberals, and it's not just Bernie Sanders who's the radical liberals. In fact, even the Washington Post acknowledges there's no real significant ideological difference between the Democratic contenders. They had an editorial, a lead editorial, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, and they talked about the unchecked assumption that Democrats are fighting an ideological war between the left and the center, and they say that's false. The fact that Sanders and Warren's positions put them decidedly to the left of others in the race does not make their competitors centrist. Even the Washington Post, mm-hmm. is saying that the competitors for Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are not centrist. And we know that. You and I know that.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and especially now they're starting to do a little bit of a dive into Pete Buttigieg. And Mayor Pete is not all that he's cracked up to be, because he's been the media darling, and he's gotten a lot of cover. We talked with Dr. Paul Ken Gore, the political professor, and he wrote quite a revealing column on Buttigieg's red diaper baby upbringing.
I have not read that.
It's a good one.
I'm going to have to go make sure that I look that up. But the fact is that Buttigieg wants to put in place a new public option, and that would wind up driving insurance companies out of business. So they're liberal. They're all liberal. And they, we can look at their stance on healthcare. We can look at the fact that on the first debate stage last year in June in Miami, every candidate on the stage raised their hands and said they were in favor of taxpayer-paid health insurance for illegal immigrants.
Right.
They want to limit our ability to exercise our First Amendment rights. The list of the things that they want to do goes on and on. Bloomberg wants to limit the size of a drink that people can have.
Exactly. Well, and look at what happened in Virginia, what they almost came close to doing. But look at the Patriots there in Virginia, once again, leading the way on behalf of freedom. See, this is what this all comes down to, and you and I have been talking about this for a number of months, is are we going to have more or less freedom? And with the Democrats, it's less freedom, clearly, all in this Trojan horse package of free stuff. And as we know, there's no such thing as a free lunch. The strings are attached, and the ties that bind and limit our freedom come along with the Democrats.
That is exactly right. And there is no such thing as a free lunch. I think that some people just either did not get taught that lesson or want to pretend that it does not apply to them for some reason. But I think that no matter who becomes a nominee, and no matter what we see on the debate stage and who becomes an enemy, that when the fall comes around and we get to the general election, we are going to have a debate in this country, and it will not be the last time we have it. We are going to have a debate between whether we're going to be a socialist country or we are going to be a capitalist-based country that supports.
Well, Donald Trump posed that question to everybody a number of months back, right?
Yeah. That is true, and we have to continue to guard against it and to make sure that we understand what the Democrats are proposing and why we are against those items and why what we're seeing from President Trump is a better alternative than what the Democrats are proposing. Look, President Trump's policies are working. We've got the historic low unemployment. We have people, if you don't like your job, go get another job.
Exactly.
There are plenty of jobs out there right now. You can demand higher wages. People are getting paid more money. Families and households are bringing in more money. The stock market is rising. That means that with the increase in the stock market, your 401k and your savings plans are increasing. We have better, when polled, people right now are saying they are better off than they were a year ago. They're better off than they were 4 years ago. And they even project that they predict they will be better off a year from now than they are today. That's mm-hmm. because President Trump's policies work, and they work for all Americans.
Exactly, for all Americans, not just for Republicans, regardless of the talking points of the Democrats, because you talk about something that's been bipartisan, it's been that. James Carville announced many years ago that it is the economy stupid, so I guess if you ignore the economy, you are stupid, right?
Yeah, I think that is true.
And to put it in his terms, that's all I'm
right.
saying.
Yeah. Right, and he's out there raising red flags right now because he knows the economy is good, and that is probably concerning to him because Democrats are not able to run against a bad economy.
Well, even the talking heads at MSNBC and CNN, we know how prejudicial they've been in their, we say reporting, it's really their propaganda. It's far from being reporting, but they can't help themselves. I mean, they are now confronting these candidates, whether it's Joe Biden, Michael Bloomberg, or whoever. I mean, almost to the point that now you've got the former president, Barack Obama, trying to lay claim to the Trump economy.
Yes, that is exactly right. And isn't that something that he's trying to lay claim to it? If these results were going to have happened under his watch, they would have already happened under his watch. The fact is he did as much as he could do with the policies that he had. He said it would take a magic wand to make things better.
Exactly.
Well, really, it doesn't take a magic wand. It just takes reducing taxes and reducing government regulations so businesses are free to operate and to help grow the economy.
Interesting how that is
intervention.
Yeah. Interesting how that consistently works, right, Jenny Beth?
It works every time. It's a formula that works. Now, I would like to see some government some reduction in government spending as well and get us to a balanced budget, but at least we're at a point where we're growing the economy again. And that's half of the puzzle right there.
Well, the next time we get together, we need to make that a topic because I've got an idea to run by you regarding that specific point. Meanwhile, Michael Bloomberg is being rightfully accused, I believe, for buying the nomination. I mean, look what he's spent, $417 million so far. He says he's, he doesn't have a problem spending over $2 billion to win the presidency by Election Day. Meanwhile, his competition, Bernie Sanders, $40 million, Biden, $12.3 million. This is pretty scary stuff. I mean, this is modern-day politics now that you can buy. I mean, usually the politicians buy votes, but they do it out of the Treasury. In this case, Bloomberg's doing it out of his own Treasury.
Yes, that is right. And the Democrats are such hypocrites when it comes to this. They say that they hate billionaires, but they're okay with a billionaire buying the nomination if that means that they could potentially defeat President Trump.
Exactly. She's the co-founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin, right here. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Service. They still exist here. Gil Martinez, live.
If there's any kind of legacy or heritage you'd want to pass on, you know, to the next generation, it is, you know, these values, these, you know, I say first principle values, that have been, the foundation blocks to our country, that have been passed on from generation to generation, especially from the world's greatest generation on to the boomers. And I will say, admittedly, maybe we as boomers as a group have failed the following generations by not adhering to these. But it's not too late. We can right the ship here. And this is the opportunity that we have before us today if we're going to get this country back on track and really return to this God-given legacy that has been put in our hands. It's been entrusted to us. It's up to us, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Pack is back with us. I so enjoyed our first conversation with Michael. Michael is the director of the new documentary, Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words, which is playing in theaters nationwide and is expanding yet, which is great news, Michael, I've got to say, because the movie is so terrific on so many levels. You know, you talk about, you know, what some would say is a typical American success story. Clarence Thomas embodies that.
He really does. I mean, he's very much a Horatio Alger story. You know, as we talked about last time, he was born in dire poverty in the segregated South. I mean, he grew up in, when he was living in Savannah, they had an outdoor toilet that flushed in the neighbor's yard. Their neighbor's toilet flushed in his. He was hungry. He was cold. And to go, and, you know, he was raised by a grandfather who was functionally illiterate. And to go from all that to the Supreme Court, you know, through many twists and turns, is a great story. It's a moving and inspiring story.
And like many of us, Michael, you know, again, I'm reminded of what my father taught me about experience, that it defines preference. And I've shared that with the kids, and I share it here with our family audience here, that this is what happens. And for, you know, for Justice Thomas, the same thing, as you said, throughout his life. I mean, it wasn't that he just went down this perfect road. I mean, he experienced different. I was with the Black Panthers. I mean, he was, you know, got caught into, you might say, the typical kind of black rage deal, but realized that at the end of the day, that wasn't all that meaningful. And
well,
fortunately,
that's right. He went,
you know,
through those things. He experienced that. He was a radical, and he experienced exactly that rage, and he worked through it. And so I think he has a kind of understanding of it. And he found his way back to the faith of his grandfather and to pick up the theme I heard you mention earlier, and to kind of rediscover the founding principles of the country to which he was going to dedicate his life. And you can see how that process works itself out in his life. I think you're quite right. His experience tells you where his principles and values come from. And it wasn't a straight line, and it wasn't without suffering.
Mm-hmm. And it still is not without suffering for some reason. You know, he is targeted because of his conservative values, because he is not being like the rest of the crabs in the box. A story that I had shared with someone else, she goes, I'm going to hold on to that. I'm going to share that. And I don't know if I shared that story with you at all, Michael.
No,
but
no.
There was a gentleman that was in, he was at Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco. And he's waiting for his number to be called because he's waiting outside Aliotto's for his reservation. And he notices that there is this guy selling fresh crabs right there on the wharf. And they're in this little blue box. And the lid to the blue box isn't even on top of the box. It's off to the side. And he's going, well, that's odd. You know, the water's right there. The lid's there. Every once in a while, you can see a pincher raising up over the top of the box. Finally, his curiosity got to him, and he goes to the guy. He goes to the vendor and says, hey, look, what's the deal here? You know, you know, aren't you afraid you're going to lose your inventory? You know, it's not that far for them to get to the water here. He says, oh, you don't understand. He goes, crabs, they're like people. As soon as one tries to get out, the others reach up and grab them and pull them back in.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this is the story of our lives for those of us who have, you know, a calling, that want to be true to that calling, have integrity to that inner compass. And Justice Thomas is that way. And, you know, he defied the rest of the crabs that wanted to hold him into the box. And he's out there. And so, you know, people like us, yourself, Michael, you know, we're the targets of people of, you know, I think we're the targets of mediocrity. The targets of you know, people that just want to settle. And it's not that we're just doing that to upset people. We just have to be true to ourselves. And I'm sorry that there are people that are crabs in the box that want to stay there, and they're happy to be there. And I doubt that they're really happy. I think they're miserable to be stuck in that box.
Right. I mean, in a way, to pick up on your analogy, in his case, if the crabs in the box are the other African-American leaders, mm-hmm. and they're, you know, who believe every African-American should think a certain way and act a certain way, and they do not tolerate his deviance from it, I also agree that his choice is the choice that's happier. He chooses not to define himself as a victim.
Right.
He could. He grew up in the segregated South. He was really poor. He suffered many setbacks. But he chooses not to define himself as a victim. And whether that's true or not, I agree with you that that's the path to happiness. Mm-hmm. Thinking that yourself as a victim, thinking society owes you stuff, thinking that all your problems come from somewhere else, whether it's true or not, is not the path to happiness or spiritual fulfillment. That is very, very true.
Exactly.
He would be the first to agree with you on that, I believe.
Well, Justice Thomas is an example for all of us. I am black, white, purple, whatever color you want to come up with. You know, this goes back to the essence of what Martin Luther King talked about. Not the color of your skin, but the content of your character. And this is what Justice Thomas, to me, bottom line, exemplifies. And for those that are disconnected from that concept, that do not understand, maybe they're fearful of it, maybe, as you say, because somehow they've been delegated to another arena that, you know, makes them more of a victim than a victor. You know, that's sad. And I feel for people. I really do sincerely feel for people who are caught up in that. And I understand how you can get caught up in that. But I wish for the day, like Martin Luther King, where, you know, it's not about the color of our skin. And that's why I respect Justice Thomas so much, because he stood up for that in the face of an incredible hearing and what he had to endure in getting outside of that box. And clearly that was his moment. You know, when he was, you know, being charged, as he says, for being some uppity black man, you know, and thank God for that he stood for integrity. But there's a price to be paid. I mean, even to the point that here we are, as you write about, or actually Ken Blackwell wrote about in USA Today, it's Black History Month. And where's the mention of this incredible individual, Justice Thomas?
Well, that's right. I mean, he is arguably the most, one of the two or three most important African-Americans alive today. I mean, I think that's incontestable. but he is not celebrated in Black History Month. Thurgood Marshall, his predecessor, is celebrated. I mean, many, many others are. And why is that? I mean, we know why it is, and it's really a tragedy. In fact, I think for your listeners, it's a perfect way to celebrate Black History Month to go to my movie.
Yes.
So they should go to the website, justicethomasmovie.com, and see where it's playing near them. As you said in the lead-in, we've been lucky in that we've expanded to more and more theaters. Now we will, by the end of next week, we'll have it in 94.
Well,
but if we're not in a theater near a listener, they can sign up. If there's a group of them they can sign up with, and the group is big enough,
mm-hmm.
we can make a screening happen in their area. And I appeal to people to drive maybe the extra 20, 30 minutes to go to a theater if there's one playing near them, and take their children. I think you're right that it's important. It's a very inspiring story, very appropriate for Black History Month, very important to bring young people to, especially African American young people, but all young people, whatever their politics.
Well, you know, and for me on this show, and of course, Michael, with me being Hispanic, I got to tell you, I resent the division, the hyphenation of America. I hope for the day. I don't know if I'll live long enough to see the day come to where we don't have to talk about black and brown and all these different segments. That we can just be Americans. But I would say to everyone that created Equal, Clarence Thomas, in his own words, is really an American story. It's for all of us. Yes, you know, it's omitted by the blacks. That's their loss, because Clarence Thomas, you know, I wish he could live forever, but he's not going to be, and he'll be going down in history, and you will regret not having had the opportunity or refusing the opportunity to get to know this justice more, because the example and the lessons that he has to teach us, the wisdom, what a brilliant man, Michael. I mean, how impressed were you in doing this film and directing this film about him and getting to know him, you know, so much more? I got to tell you, I'm jealous of you, frankly.
Well, it was really a privilege. He granted us 30 hours of interview time over six months, and we only interviewed him and his wife. And the movie is his story. He looks right at camera and tells the audience what it was like to go through these things, including the confirmation battle. And it was really a privilege to spend all that time with him. It's true that we had to make him relive very painful memories, and I think this was especially difficult for his wife. I mean, to have to put him through reliving the confirmation battle was hard.
Yes.
I mean, it was not a pleasant thing for him, but mm-hmm. I certainly did enjoy getting to know him. It was really an honor, and I'm honored, too, that he trusted me to tell his story fairly, and I hope I lived up to that.
And this will not be, I mean, this won't happen again. I mean, pretty much, this is it, right?
That's right.
One and done.
Yeah. And that's it.
You know, and what this says, Michael, about he and his wife and the marriage that they have, you know, the character that they exhibit. Boy, this is really, really special. Again, I would encourage our audience, look, get your church groups together. Get your whatever that you can assemble and get in contact. How can they get in contact with you if they want to do a special showing of the movie?
They've got to go to the website, justicethomasmovie.com. And on the website, there's a place to sign up for screenings. And I think you're right. What's really powerful is if you can bring a group, like a church group.
Exactly.
If there are enough people, we can make a screening happen.
That's great. Michael Pack, thank you so much.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime.